Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, sir. I would like to start by saying how grateful we are to you for all the efforts that you have deployed. And we would like to commend the way in which you are conducting your presidency. We would also like to thank you for all the documents that you have submitted to us for consideration. They are particularly solid and very well grounded. As regards this review document, we can support it almost in its entirety. We just have one comment, and this relates to the paragraph mentioned by Chile and Colombia. I don't know whether it's 11 or 9, depending on which version of the document one is looking at. But we're talking about the paragraph that deals with non-state actors. We have 3 points to make on this paragraph. Firstly, this para refers to non-state actors, but it only mentions ceasing to use APLs on the part of these groups. But when you look at the Maputo Action Plan, in fact, what is asked for in terms of commitment from these actors is not just the non-use of these, but also the production, transfer, and stockpiling thereof, etc. And we would therefore suggest broadening this element, and in doing so, we could take up on the Maputo Action Plan. My second point, we're talking about a review document looking at the last 5 years, and it therefore would seem like a good idea in this document to point out that there are a number of non-state actors who have engaged in commitments when it comes to the use of APLs in the last 5 years. I'm thinking of provisions incorporated in the review conference of the last three, the review document of the last three review conference, and we feel this is therefore a legitimate matter to have text incorporated in this document for this review conference. And the third point that we wished to raise very largely takes up on the comments made by Chile and Colombia when it comes to terrorist organizations. We have certain queries in this regard, bearing in mind that there is no definition of a terrorist organization, nor is there an agreed list thereof. And perhaps we could look into different language here. Perhaps we could simply talk about these organizations, or we could go back to the text used at the second review conference. That text talks about organizations which commit terrorist attacks. And under international law, that is something on which it is easier to agree. But as I've said, apart from that, as I've already stated, we can fully endorse this review document. Thank you.